This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Governor Bobby Jindal was courting a voting base Saturday for his possible 2016 presidential run. He was at the Louisiana Right to Life March and a massive prayer rally, both held on the campus of LSU.
We can't just elect a candidate and fix what ails our country. We need a spiritual revival to fix what ails our country.
At the rally's peak, the 13,000-seat PMAC was only half filled, and participants consistently stated Jindal was not the reason they were there.
This nation needs to turn back to God.
In my eyes, nothing more. It's not about man, it's about Christ.
Outside the PMAC, the issue was the man. LSU Faculty Senate President Kevin Cope joined about 500 students, faculty, and community activists protesting the prayer rally.
We have the governor taking a university to present his extremist views. Fortunately, he's thereby declaring his unfitness for leadership.
Across town at Southern University, another rally was asking the Almighty for help with Louisiana-specific problems. W.T. Winfield, a former school board member, was critical of Jindal's non-attendance.
This is where the need is, but of course he's running for president of the United States, so he's going where he thinks he'll get the biggest buck.
Yet Jindal assured us his prayer rally wasn't about collecting funds. The rally organizers were collecting email addresses of attendees and making the lists available to Jindal. By Sunday, Jindal was sounding more like a presidential contender, talking about the rally on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
It is a time-honored tradition going back to our nation's founding for our presidents to turn to God for guidance, for wisdom.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Brought to you by Southern Strategy Group.